Friends, my sermon this morning is called All Hands on Deck. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you like to have a seat? Good morning, everyone. Glad to have this opportunity to be with you again. From this side of the pulpit, anyway. This church has been a big blessing to me and my family. I travel a lot in my position on the presiding bishop's staff. I fill in for area clergy now and again, but you need a place to call home. A guy like me does anyway, and I'm grateful for your clergy leadership and the terrific lay leadership you have here in place that given us a place to land for the Mickey family. Your vestry's on retreat this weekend, and I'm sure that they've had a terrific time sharing their hopes and dreams for the place. Because there's a giant mission field outside of these doors, yes? There are people that are looking for a church like this one. There are people out there that don't yet know that they need a church like this one. But God is beginning to work on their hearts even now and calling them here. Do you believe this? I believe that God has called this church with your incredible leadership and legacy to reach them. You know, there are some churches that are content to stay on the sidelines. In my travels, I get to meet a lot of church leaders, both lay and ordained. And I was with a group not too long ago, I dare not tell you where. And I asked this group of lay leaders and a few clergy in the room too, and I said, true or false, every church can grow. And they went, See, they wanted things to stay exactly as they were. And I loved them because at least they were honest about it. See, church was for them in their minds. Church was kind of like a cozy local diner, you know. I sit at the table that I like. I get to talk to the waitress that I like. I order the dinner that I like. This is for me. And you all know me. By now, I'm waving my hands going, what about your future? What about your mission field? Don't you want your church to be there for the next generations? And they said, you know what we really want? We want someone to give us our communion every week and to be there for us when we die. See, they didn't want a leader. They want a hospice nurse. Let's check my vitals. Stay with me till death. I have a simple message to you, Transfiguration, this morning. And indeed, it's a message I'm sharing across the Episcopal Church. And the message is this. All hands on deck. We are uniquely positioned for this hour. For the sake of the churches that we love, we must raise up new leaders. And for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, we need to share His love with those who don't yet know it and extend an invitation for those who are earnestly waiting for it. Let's look at our gospel passage together, shall we? You can find it on page 3 there in your bulletin. You can look at it as the calling of Peter, James, and John. That's one way to look at it. But I want to encourage us today to look at these words through the prism of the longing that we have for the mission field around us and the love that we have for our church. I want us to look at it together, as preposterous, as unlikely as it may seem. As if God may be calling you. The first thing to notice in this passage is that people love to hear the words of Jesus. It's an incredible picture that Luke paints here. The fishermen are tired and defeated. They're sitting there washing their nets. You see that? After a night of unsuccessful fishing. Is that you this morning? Do you feel like you've got a net that doesn't work? That you have nothing really to offer God at all? The fishermen washing their nets is the picture of the defeated church, corporately and individually. Our best days are behind us, and there's nothing now to do but to wash the nets. But you know, a funny thing happened on the way to quitting. Jesus showed up. Here's an observation I'm going to give you for free. It knocks me out in this passage that Jesus chooses Simon's boat to sit in. Jesus knows which boat is yours. He knows your situation. He knows all the highs and lows you came in here with. Jesus knows your boat and chooses to sit down in it anyway. Isn't that good news? From that place, Jesus sits down and teaches. The reason why he needed a boat at all was because, look at the passage, the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God. Whatever we do, friends, let's believe together that people need Jesus. People will respond to Jesus. We are made with a God-shaped hole. The need to hear and respond to God's word. Not just a few people have this, but all people have this. Friends, Jesus wants to use this boat. If you look up, you can kind of see how it's shaped like that. See this? This steady vessel called the SS Transfiguration. He wants to use this vessel to sit down in and teach from. And you may think your boat this morning, the boat of your life and walk with Jesus. You may think that your boat is empty, but that there is nothing left to do but wash the nets. But I'm here to tell you, he is coming to you today. And he wants to sit down in your boat and teach his people from there. Do you know there are some people Jesus can only get to but through you? You are his chosen. You are his vessel. And when he gets done teaching, Jesus tells Peter, "Hey, what do you say we go fishing?" But he says, "But let's go to deep water, and I'll have you put your nets down there." Deep water. Deep water. We got to go to deep water. Ours is not a church for the shallows, friends. The shallows are easy and cute. It tickles the ankles. You can see all the way to the bottom. But we've got to go to the deep places. Yes, the places where sinking is a real possibility. The place where visibility is next to nothing. Maybe God is calling you to deeper waters. A closer walk with him. A walk that requires faith. Maybe he's calling you to go to Heller's class today after church. To go open up that Bible and learn, to join a four-year group. Maybe he's calling you to learn of him, to press through in prayer, to pray outside of these walls. Maybe he's calling you to serve him, to respond to that tugging in your heart you've been feeling. Am I making sense up here? Say yes. What do you say we go fishing, Transfiguration? What do the deep waters look like? You know, if only we had some officers who knew how to steer us there. Oh, wait, we do. A brilliant, anointed, fearless rector. Ready, capable clergy, great leaders. You know what? You know what they're talking about at the retreat? I hadn't talked to Mother Rebecca about it, but I can tell you what they're talking about. They're sitting around a circle right now saying, how can we involve more lay people in the leadership of our church? It's what I say at every vestry retreat. What if they came home and y'all said, we're ready. It's all hands on deck. We get it. What if you did that? Note Pete's reaction to going fishing. May we be as honest and faithful as he is. What does Peter say? He says, "Master, we've tried it. We've worked all night long, but have caught nothing. But if you say so, I will let down the nets." Well, I looked this passage up in the MIV version, the Mickey International version. And this verse says, "Well, I've tried it my way and gotten nowhere. Maybe it's time to try it your way, Jesus." That's what Peter's saying. And what happens when they let down the nets? This is how I think it went. Fish. 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 That's how it went. The nets start to break. It's an all hands on deck scenario. You know, not every church can handle it when you start to grow. Hey, what if somebody takes your seat? What if the parking lot is a little too full for your liking? What if you look around here and wonder, I just don't feel like I know everyone like I used to? Great. Do you want fish, but only at a rate that you can handle? It's an all-hands-on-deck scenario. Look at what they do. They signal to their partners in the other boat and say, come over here, we need your help. And even their boat starts to sink. Transfiguration, listen, the season that God wants to put you in as a church absolutely will require work. Everyone will need to help. I love to study Jesus' miracles because I believe in miracles. The way Jesus does his miracles is really instructive. I mean, if the point of this miracle was fish, why didn't Jesus just have the fish jump in the boat on their own accord in neatly manageable piles? And this is what most churches want God to do for them. We've updated our website with the proper service times. We've improved the blend of our coffee that we offer. We're ready. We're ready for the fish to come and jump in our boat. And they do that sometimes, yes? Especially in a boat like this. It's a very attractive boat indeed. Some fish will just swim in here and say, this is awesome. But there's more. What if we ask God for more? Not just for the sake of numbers, although numbers clearly are important to God here, but because of the heart of God for his beloved. What if we said, we're here, Lord Jesus, and we're on deck. Will you ask for a net busting walk with Jesus? And see, when we respond like this, friends, it absolutely will require work. I've heard it said that church is like a premiership soccer match. 50,000 people desperately in need of exercise, watching 22 people desperately in need of a rest. What would it look like if we stepped up, stepped out, rolled up the sleeves, and headed to deep water together? I close with this. Peter's response, if you look at the end of the passage, is much like the one we saw Isaiah give in that brilliant Old Testament reading we heard read. Wasn't she great? Isaiah says, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips. Peter kneels at the feet of Jesus and says, get away from me, I am a sinful man. When you start to walk with Jesus this way, when he starts to use you as his vessel, it is an immediate and natural response for you to push him away. To say, I'm disqualified, I'm unworthy, I'm inadequate. But look at what Jesus said to Peter. Look at what he did for Isaiah. What he does is, it says this basically, hear me. Jesus says, I do not call the qualified, I qualify the called. You will be my example, my holy metaphor. Jesus is saying, give me your empty boat. Turn over to me those nets washed in your sense of defeat. Leave that all behind and follow me. Give me your heart, your life, your church. And when we get all hands on deck, hands up raised and praised, hands outstretched to receive his body and blood, we will make a difference. We will see lives restored. We will see miracles. And when our tired, tattered, fishy little boats finally get to shore, we'll hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.